The Daily. And obviously it is Christmas coming up very fast here, already up to the 9th of December, not too long now. And obviously we have the sort of view of an Aussie Christmas with barbecues and beach days and all that sort of thing. But not all of us are so lucky. We are joined now by John Zammit, a frontline worker from St. Vinny's in the Cabramatta area, here to give us an insight to why Christmas can be challenging for many Sydneysiders in the Outer West. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Sam.
And if you, John, if you want to tell us a little bit about your history working with Vinny's in Cabramatta, can you tell us a little bit about what you've done?
Yeah, sure. I just thought I'd lay the groundwork of where I'm at within the society.
Mm-hmm.
So Vincent de Paul Society is an international organisation. We have at the international level, then we have the national level, we have the state level, we have a diocesan level, and then we have the grassroots people that do the conference work, and that's where I'm talking to you from today. I hold no hierarchical position in the society at all. The other thing I'd just like to sort of run quickly by is the St. Vincent de Paul Society. A lot of your listeners out there, they would see the Vinny shops and recognise mm-hmm. that, and as the shops that people go to and get reasonably good priced clothing and furniture and that. But the actual society itself was founded in 1833. Back in France, a group of young university students at the Sorbonne University, and they were Catholic young blokes, and of course, like all universities, they were hotbeds of all different political beliefs and religious and philosophical beliefs, and they were quite, one of these guys was quite eloquent in his debating, so they used to stand up for
right.
their rights as a Catholic in that time. And of course, in those times, a lot of the ministering to the poor used to be done through the churches and through the monasteries and the nuns and those sort of things. So he found himself one day in a debate in the Sorbonne University with some of his detractors, and they said, tell us how good all these religious are that looking after the poor. What do you do, they said, to this guy called Frederick Osnam? And he knew then that as a layperson he needed to do something about it.
Right.
The St. Vincent de Paul Society grew from that. To where we
yeah.
are today.
And so you're very much one of those people who wants to do something.
I am nowhere near a hierarchical position in the society. I'm the guy that's on the Sacred Heart Conference at Cabramatta, and I work there in the grassroots.
Yeah.
I go out and visit people in their homes on a weekly basis.
So if we look at Cabramatta, which has, Australians who have, Southeast cultural heritage, a majority of people who live there have some form of Southeast cultural heritage, as well as, migrant communities and other, minorities who have come from overseas or who have, been born here with those different cultural heritages. How is Christmas celebrated in the Cabramatta area in your experience?
Again, I look at it from my point of view, from mm-hmm. the Vinnies and from the, mm-hmm. the church and the Sacred Heart Church. They're extremely vibrant time. While we might have the big Chinese New Year's or the Lunar New Year's, they're big times too, but Christmas is just as big around Cabramatta area. It's a festive season. And then, of course, because of the as you mentioned, the Southeast Asian Vietnamese, there's a lot of Catholic and Christian communities mm-hmm. that are formed in Cabramatta, so they follow the line of Christmas and mm-hmm. the true meaning of it. And tremendous support from that group of people,
Yeah.
I've been in Cabramatta all my life. We just finished 70 years as a parish there in Cabramatta last weekend, so I've been there since my birth.
So if we talk about your involvement, what is your day like as a frontline worker there?
Okay, so I'm a volunteer.
Yeah.
We formed ourselves as a group. We call them a conference there in Cabramatta. And on a day-to-day basis, I don't do Vinny's work every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I might do some work for Vinny's probably a couple of days a week. It might mean going over to our pantry, sorting stuff out, packing hampers, or actually going out and doing the face-to-face home visitations of the people that call us for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
There's a regional office in Mount Pritchard where most of the people would go to first, and then they would be distributed out. Those people that are looking for assistance would be distributed out to the local conference areas. So when I say a conference, I might be Cabramatta, then there might be Fairfield, and there might be Moorebank. So there's lots of people coming from that one central office. So my work then would be to actually, with a partner, another Vincentian person,
mm-hmm.
go out and visit those people in their home, look at their circumstances. Obviously, they've called us for assistance. There's some problem there. Sit, chat, try to get some idea of where they're heading, what the structure of their income is like, and we give some of the basic needs on the spot. food parcels, essential cards, food, clothing, those sort of things.
Yeah, and now you, John, you obviously, you know, see the sort of like struggles of people who are living with, you know, poverty or low income.
I sure do, yes.
How has that sort of changed over the last couple of years and, or, you know, over the last while? Have you noticed a significant change in that in recent years?
Yes, I have. As I said, I've been in the society for about 40 years.
Mm.
And I've seen a time there where when all the Indo-Chinese people from Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia started coming to Australia after those conflicts over there. And our conference, Cabramatta, we might be visiting 20, 25 families a week back then. Now, that's dropped off dramatically. I think Cabramatta as itself is saturated as far as population goes. But our home visitation, that's the sort of grassroots work we do, we might only do two or three home visits a week now. And we try to get ahead around if we sort of almost eradicated poverty.
Yeah.
Of course we haven't, you know.
Yes.
We know it's there.
Well, we have like one in six Australian children are living in poverty, which is a pretty shocking statistic.
Horrible, yeah. And on that, I used those statistics at a recent sleep out that mm-hmm. primary school kids had, if you can call it a sleep out. They go from about 5 till 6, but they come with their cardboard boxes and they set up and they make little cubby houses out of it, but they raise money for the winter mm. appeal. And I used those statistics. I said to those young kids, I said, how would you like to be sleeping like this every night? And while it was a little funfair to them to a degree, building a cubby house out of a cardboard box, we were able to get the message across of, you know, there are people who really need our help. And that generous support, the people around Cabramatta, you talked about the makeup of the population mm-hmm. there, extremely generous. Extremely generous. This week, tomorrow I'll go to the local high school, Mary MacKillop High School, and they're doing a social justice day. So I'll talk to them on the society's behalf. On Thursday of the same week, I'll be back at that same school, and they'll have their end of year mass, and they'll present the St Vincent de Paul Society with food parcels that they've built. And there'll be nothing but 50 washing baskets full of food and toys and toiletries and things mm-hmm. like that, that I'll collect for the society mm-hmm. next Thursday. And then the following Saturday, this is again at Cabramatta, we'll take all that stuff that's been donated to us and put it into Christmas hampers. Mm. To deliver to
right.
people.
So if we're talking about what, especially our listeners, if they're, you know, listening to this and they want to help, what can they do in the lead up to Christmas?
Well, from a Vincent de Paul point of view, there'll always be collection points at our shop centres. If you're active in your local community area, your church areas will take those goods. Some shops do get involved and give to Vinnie's. I'm not involved in any of mm-hmm. that out at Cabramatta way. The schools seem to be very generous. Little note will come through the home in their lunchbox to say, you know, they're gathering food for Christmas. That's how people can be supportive of the society.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, John, for coming in and taking time to talk to us.